ass hit the fucking deck, but stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat, everybody.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You gotta talk just, loud because we're on that new shit.
I know, I'm just chilling, relaxing.
Chillaxing.
Yeah.
Nice. Every day. How have you been?
Been pretty alright.
That's nice. Pretty alright, dude. Yeah. That's nice. It's good.
Doing.
I'm making a penny and dime sandwich right now. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I've been doing a bunch of stuff, you know, keeping busy.
Touching yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like you, though. You like to touch your shit. You're like, oh, I got a shit. Let me shove my fingers up my crack and touch it. It's just like,
oh. That's not what I do, dude. That was such a ridiculous conversation.
Yeah.
So I want to point out that I don't actually do that. Thank you.
Alright. It's like,
do what?
That's
like,
what you do. That's
why
what
would I? Why would I make that noise?
Because it feels good to you.
Okay.
I walked in one day and you were just there.
I was just there going,
yeah.
Alright. Anyways, so what's new? What's going down? You
joined the Marines.
You joined the Marines. You're doing a. Plays and sing-alongs and shit.
Shut up.
You know, Trebon is,
we don't discuss,
you know,
this.
Walking around the world, walking,
yeah.
You know, getting ladies and making techno beats out the ass, you know.
But he won't
and
have sex in the
you're
car.
You're just fucking like, dude, the sex in the car is just awesome.
Sex in the car would be awesome.
Okay, it would be awesome in a nice car,
Jeep.
Not your car.
Yeah, in the back of my Jeep.
Back of your Jeep would be fucking trashy as fuck, and I'm not gonna go over this conversation again. If it's like a Bentley or that Mercedes, sure, not your Jeep.
No, my Jeep would be awesome.
No.
My Jeep
is trashy. It's trashy.
Any ladies who wants to fuck in the back of the Jeep, call me.
Email him. Okay. And then
whatever.
I'll give it to him, and
yeah.
You guys can fuck in the back of an 89 Jeep.
Cherokee.
Yeah.
Red.
There's been dead deers in the back.
No, there hasn't. Don't
yeah,
lie.
Okay, there is. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. You're someday like, you don't lie.
You're lying.
Alright. So,
yeah,
we gotta do some news.
We do.
We got some lots of good, delicious news this week.
Some treats for you.
Alright, hold on.
We'll start out with the sports section. Yeah, so I got some stuff off the top of my head, like the Patriots traded Mike Vrabel and Matt Castle for a second round pick. Who I believe the Redskins, I'm not sure on that one.
You know, that's. I'm glad you came up with that, because I don't have any sports down written. I totally forgot this one.
And then, Celtics played the Cavs tonight. Celtics were winning. Garnett's out. Tim Allen's out.
Tim Allen from Toy Story?
No.
I like him.
Basketball player.
I like that guy.
He's out. And then another bench player who's good is out tonight, but hopefully they take it. And they're doing good, so that's good. Bruins, they're on a hot streak again. Let's see, what else do I got? That's about it, I think, for sports. Oh, and I do want to apologize for last week's podcast, because I was completely wrong on match play. It's not teams at all. Like, it's not even close.
I
like,
told you.
My dad, like,
yeah.
We watched the golf thing with, it was actually, they were doing a match play.
Yeah.
And it's actually what it is instead of as a total who's winning, they do it by holes. So, like, it's weird. I'm not quite sure. But it's not teams. You can play team match play, but it's a totally different game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I fucked up. And I'm sorry, guys. So
for all those golfer fans out there,
yeah,
you can make fun of Joe on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys already did.
Yeah, I'm sure they were right.
I'm sure golf fans.
I hope Tiger Woods was laughing the whole time you were talking about this. That's all.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I think that's all I got
yeah.
for the sports. Awesome.
Alright, so, what news would you like to do, Joe? Like, what news should I do here?
Oh, you should get the games over with.
The games are the most important part of you.
I know.
Say this or last.
No.
Alright.
You gotta mix it up.
Alright. Next week, I think it's this week, coming up, Capcom is hosting, you know, a blood drive, because Resident Evil 5 is coming out, March,
27?
I want to say something in the 20s or the teens, somewhere in there, I don't really know, but they're holding a blood drive. I thought that was awesome, Because, you know, zombies and blood.
So,
this
like,
is
from the 13th to the 29th?
Yeah, yeah, from the 13th to the 29th. Just look for it, I guess. I think it's actually the 27th, though. I really want to say that. I'm going to look that up right now.
Alright.
But, yeah. Fucking Capcom's doing that. Chronicles of Riddick, Dark Athena demo is out for all those people who listen, who love Riddick.
Who watch Chronicles.
Yeah, or who played the first Riddick game, Butcher Bay. The second one's coming out. It should be just as badass and a perfect 10 on that one. What else do we have here? Hendrix and Queen are getting downloadable content on Guitar Hero 4. Cool. That should be pretty sweet.
Hero 4?
Yeah, World Tour.
Oh, okay.
World Tour. I think that would be pretty sweet. I actually, the Hendrix songs would be pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would be
to do. And Queen, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I had a Queen on 2, and it was March 13th.
March 13th.
That was the first day.
Yes.
You were talking about March 13th, everybody, Resident Evil 5. So we were right.
Yeah.
Technically, we were right. But anyways, yeah, Queen kind of sucked, but Hendrix would be sweet.
I want the Metallica. Hero Metallica when it comes out. That'd be awesome.
That'll be perfect. It's gonna be pretty good, I think.
It's coming out pretty soon, I guess.
It's really gonna be for those people who like can really shred on guitar. If you can't, don't buy it. Fuck you. And that's not me being mean, it's just kind of a waste of money if you can't really play well. Because those are all those songs. All those songs are just like fucking ridiculous. Fucking ratings. You know, teen, T for teen, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a study that if the rating is higher on a game, I'm not sure.
More people will buy it.
Yeah, more people are gonna buy it. Kids wanna play it more.
Yep.
So, yeah. I don't really. I guess that makes sense. I never really thought about that way. Like, I kind of just play a game, and I'm just like, oh, alright, this is for kids. Okay, this is for adults. Either way.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Like, yeah. Viva Pinata. It's a badass game.
If there's candy in it.
Yeah, if there's candy in it, we'll play it. Alright. Halo 4. I kind of just wrote down Halo 4. This is kind of like a bogus or not bogus
deal.
Oh,
I heard you guys talking about that.
Basically,
play as Master Chief or something.
Yeah, well, no. All right. Basically, there's a new game called Halo ODST coming out where you don't play as Master Chief. You play like it's a Ghost Recon kind of game where you play a troop. But, you're playing that trooper and it's awesome. But they're also talking about doing a Halo 4. It just kind of leaked, and it's really nothing. Like, you know, for the people who are listening to me, be like, alright, whatever, and kind of just undermine it, because it's really only speculation and rumor right now. But, from what I understand, Microsoft is kind of, like, shitty, you know, and the gaming industry is kind of shitty, and a Halo 4 would be the perfect thing to bring them back, obviously. So it's in talks. Do we want it? No. We want to leave Halo where it was.
I don't know. I don't play Halo. I'm suck at it.
You did suck at it.
Horrible.
I don't want to be mean, but you did suck at it. Alright.
That's the cool thing about me. At least I can admit when I'm wrong and suck.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. Sometimes. Alright, movies, Joe.
Unless
got any good movies out? Unless I want.
Unless you
what
like
you
get
say?
That look in your eye. And then you just like, you know you're wrong, but you keep...
Nah, dude, I don't get no fucking look in my eye. Movies, Joe! Fuck you! What do you got for movies? Anything fun?
Transporter 2?
Transporter 2?
I mean, not Transporter 3,
you mean? Was it good?
Transformer 2 is coming out.
We already went over that last week.
Well, we're going over it again. And then Fast and Furious.
Went over that for like the last six shows.
I'm so pumped for those things, though. It's like insane.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking pumped.
But I guess there's a Transformer 3 coming out.
It's supposed to be a trilogy.
I don't know.
But not really.
I heard it's coming out.
There's a Transformers 2 coming out. Transformers 3 probably won't happen.
No, I meant not Transformers, Terminator.
Okay, Terminator Salvation. Yes, that's coming out. I just saw the new screens. Looks awesome. Definitely gonna have to go see it.
Is Arnold in it?
No. No.
Yeah, he died.
Christian Bale is though, and he's looking pretty badass. Wait, it's gonna be a good fucking movie. It's gonna be a good fucking movie. No, that's the kid who plays Connor. But alright. Blockbuster's going into bankruptcy. I just wanna throw out that underneath that movies because that's funny. You know, remember how Blockbuster used to be like the king of movie rentals? Yeah. It was like, oh, Blockbuster, you know,
like, now you can like Netflix.
Yeah, now it's Netflix and shit, Gamefly. And now,
anything.
Blockbuster is actually gonna just starting the new, like, you know, gaming. They were doing like that and gaming online, and it would cost you like an extra $5. And I think that was gonna hit hard, but now that they're filing for bankruptcy, who knows where they're gonna go? All right, I want to mind you, everybody. It's like 11:30 at night, and it's late. We're tired. All right,
yeah,
I saw Street Fighter.
And I owned a bunch of kids at basketball for like an hour and a half.
So
keep
telling yourself
it was
that.
Awesome. No, I really did, though. It was awesome. It made me
you
feel
picked
good.
On a bunch of little kids.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
They're all in ninth grade. All
right. No, Street Fighter was good. People will definitely hear this and be like, Street Fighter was shitty. Street Fighter was fucking awesome. And I like watching motherfuckers get beat up and shit.
I want to go see The Watchmen.
Yeah, that's not till this weekend.
That came out.
We should go see
it
this weekend.
It came out tonight.
Yeah, it came out. We should go see it this weekend.
With what money?
You make me really sad.
Like I said, I have no money.
I just spent my money on a fucking shirt.
And
so
I don't have money to spend.
Maybe my dad will take us. Maybe he'll want to go.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'll ask him to see what he says. Because I don't have any money. But I don't want him to spend any money. So, but back to the show here. Yeah. Because obviously our listeners let you do that. Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen are going to be in a new movie.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Called Funny People, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be good. It's a good team.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler
and Seth Rogen are.
Adam Sandler, to me, is at a point, for myself at least, where he's getting old, but he's not old yet. And I'm not talking about age, I'm talking about funniness level and entertaining wise.
Yeah.
He's getting to a point that it's like, alright,
you're expecting him to.
He's borderline, like, funny still. Like, no, like, he's still funny, right?
Yeah.
But he's also, like, in the back of your head, like, wow, he's, like, kind of getting old.
Yeah.
As far as entertaining goes.
Yeah.
But you still laugh at his movies are still fucking good.
Yeah, his movies are. It's the whole thing that you know it's gonna happen, and you're just like, he does the same thing. It's not really.
I don't know, like, alright, Chuck and Larry was great. I haven't seen that Bedtime Stories movie. Heard it was actually good.
Yeah.
Heard it was actually pretty good and pretty funny from a few people. And this Funny Business one, I think it's gonna be pretty funny.
I hope so.
I don't know.
I was watching, for mass communication, one of my classes I'm taking. It's, Nerds and Geeks and Nerds or something like this. Freaks and Geeks, that's what it's
Freaks
called.
Freaks and Geeks, yeah.
And Seth Rogen is
he was on it.
I didn't realize how many, like, big actors were in it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Both the guys from Pineapple Express were in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like,
in reality, they weren't big actors back then. They were
not,
just
but now, they're big actors now. Like, everybody
yeah.
in that show.
Yeah.
I was just like, well.
Definitely.
And it's actually a
that.
Pretty good show. It's kind of fun.
I never watched it, to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan.
No, I never. That was the only time I'd watched it, but I'd watch it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah.
Alright.
What's next?
Music?
Yeah.
Oh, The Lonely Island Boys.
Yeah, that's what's hot this week.
The Lonely Island,
us,
man.
Anyway.
The Lonely Island. They are a great bunch. And by bunch, I mean just three guys who sing the best songs.
I was watching a video, I'm not sure which one it was, but they're getting chased by a bear the whole time. Like a guy in a bear suit, like, the whole
time. For everybody who don't know, they do, first of all, the guys are Saturday Night Live writers. They write for Saturday Night Live. And they, two of them have been in the Hot Rod movie. I don't know if anybody's seen Hot Rod, but it's an amazingly hilarious movie. Second, they're fucking hilarious, and they started this band together, and they kind of just rap about the most ridiculous shit, like I'm on a boat, and it's the most ridiculous shit, but doesn't it sound awesome?
Yeah,
it sounds great.
Awesome.
I mean, T-Pain is with them. I really don't know him, but I know him now.
That's the best part for me.
Jack Black is with them. I mean, there's all these dudes, and all of their songs are fucking amazing. All of them.
Boombox
is amazing. They're funny. They're funny, but they sound like, it's almost like you're listening to a really great rap song. Like,
yeah.
You're just sitting there listening to a great rap song. But,
it's like,
wait,
one of us,
there's so much entertainment behind this song. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
So,
I love it.
Definitely.
Pick that
YouTube
up. YouTube, I'm on a Boat, or Boombox. The Sax Man is semi-funny.
The Sax Man?
Yeah, it's one of their songs. Some of them are okay. Some of them are great.
I'm not going to lie. After
look up
today,
I'm on a Boat.
After school today, I was sitting there looking at a bunch of their videos and songs. Jizz in My Pants.
They're fucking hilarious, dude. They're really
funny. Watch Jizz in My Pants.
Well, you have to think, they're fucking Saturday Night Live dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're funny.
They write for Saturday Night Live. These dudes are fucking hilarious.
Alright, what's up? What else?
Yeah. Alright, Michael Jackson is suing, somebody, and I don't really know who, over an auction. They're auctioning, like, a couple hundred, like, grand worth of stuff of his.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want them to auction it off. So he's suing them.
Is he in jail?
No. No, he's not. But, besides that fact, I just want to throw it in, because I haven't seen Michael Jackson on the news at all, and...
No,
you know,
I think
he's lying low on the touching little boys things, and
speaking of that,
I think he's just chilling.
Oh
God! Speaking of what,
this kid I know at in my school, he's doing this project for his class, and he has to make it like a slideshow thing, and it has to be like really quick, like a comic slideshow. And if you watch it, what it is like the Home Alone kid in a window of a house,
yeah.
And then this bomb, and he blows up, and then Jesus comes flying out. No, Jesus comes dropping in, and a baby comes flying out, and then Michael Jackson runs out of the house and is like running, and then he like blows up or something. It's so funny. But yeah, that's about Michael Jackson.
Thank you for like wasting a couple seconds of my life.
Of everybody's life.
Yeah, like, seriously, that was awful. I really thought I was going to, like, maybe laugh a little bit, at least. No.
You have to watch it, though.
I guess so. Like I said, I had to be there for that one. U2 is getting a street, which is fucking awesome, in Manhattan. It's called...
U2?
Like, U2, or something like that. U2
Street?
U2 Street. No,
U2 Avenue.
They're naming it after their new song, or whatever.
Oh.
I don't know what their new song is. I have to listen to it because I love U2. But, yeah, New Street.
I Love Vagina.
that's their new song?
No, I Love Vagina.
Just love it.
Yeah. And boobs.
I wish you were tired and obnoxious.
You wish I was tired and obnoxious?
Yeah.
What? I am tired.
But
I'm not
obnoxious.
Do you want me to be obnoxious?
No.
I mean, I can be obnoxious, but... I can get real obnoxious for it, too.
No.
Just kidding.
I'm sure.
Chad Bro Chill.
Alright.
I watched that the other day.
Chad Bro Chill.
Yeah. Bro Rape.
Bro Rape, dude. Don't rape me, bro. Don't rape me.
I like that they all happen to have black bulldozers in their bags.
I just love how they're just like, yeah, we're gonna play some GameCube.
Yeah.
I love when the fucking dude with the curly hair, where he's just
like,
why are the police outside? Don't. Why would you do that? It's so funny, dude.
He's like freaking out.
No, come on, bro. Just have some of this.
No,
all
I
right.
like.
Take your pants off. Take your pants off, bro. Well, why? Just kill it.
I like the guy who's just like, oh, so Chad's not here?
Yeah.
He's like, no. He's like,
yeah.
You want to play GameCube?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah. Why is there so much Axe sprayed on this dildo?
Yeah.
That's you. If you were a gay man, you'd totally spray Axe on. Just because you spray on Axe on everything as is now, so.
I don't have Axe. I don't spray Axe on anything.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
I've seen you.
Yeah, during baseball season, my shit smelled like fucking crab
Yeah, wash
cakes.
It, dude. Fucking wash it.
I wash it. It don't matter.
Okay, yeah. Alright, buddy.
It's all that dirt and sweat.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
Ugh.
Just fucking wash it. And then you won't wear it.
Dude,
okay, Axe. Axe on top of ass multiple times probably smells awful itself.
It's
That's
worse
why
than
it's
ass.
Not getting out.
It's worse than ass. When I sweat and like roll around in the dirt.
You are an ass. Alright. Weed news. Alright. Medical marijuana in the Illinois and Jersey are
dying?
No. They are approved.
Surviving.
Win. Alright,
we are surviving.
You know how all the raids shut up the raids, you know how the raids were like being a big problem for the medical marijuana users? Yeah, raids are off. Medical marijuana in bam.
What? I did not understand a
if
word.
If you listened to the other show, you would have fucking understood.
Just said.
Alright.
What about raids?
Huh?
What? Raids?
Yeah.
Who's raiding?
The government?
Raiding food.
Have you not been listening to any of the news for the last couple shows?
I wasn't. I just didn't catch the raid part.
Alright, I'll tell
raiding?
You about it later.
Who are
I'll
they raiding?
I'll tell you about it later.
Who are they raiding?
Alright.
Who are they raiding?
California.
Who are they raiding?
Is trying to...
Who are they raiding?
Is trying to legalize... They're trying to legalize marijuana in, some part of the state. They weren't very specific, but they're trying to legalize it because apparently it would just like if it was legalized, then they wouldn't have any problems anymore. Pretty much is what they're saying.
And they're raiding people.
Yeah. So that probably won't happen, but you never know.
Build me a buttercup, don't break my heart.
Okay.
Do you think it would hurt if I sniffed this pepper?
Yeah.
Should I try it?
California is also trying to do the Regulation and Education Act, where they're trying to legalize marijuana completely around the whole state, and just tax the shit out of it, and keep it, like, you know, like 18 and over, to keep it out of kids' hands, get it hard for them to get, and keep it legal for the rest. And New Hampshire votes on decriminalization, but probably won't get it because of, like, Lynch trying to veto it now. So, yeah, that sucks. That does suck.
It's gonna hurt.
Are you really gonna sniff that?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, if you're gonna do it so I can move on to news and watch you in pain. So we have one more thing in news. It's not gonna hurt. I hope you get, like, a disease or something.
You sure if I don't have
it? Yeah. Just do it. Just go for it. Does it burn? Does it burn?
Yes.
Really bad?
Not too bad. Not as bad as I thought it was.
Does it hurt? Yeah, right? You're kind of red. You gonna die on me? What if, like, one of those little, like, pepper pellets gets stuck in your brain and you die?
It gets hotter as time goes on.
It's getting hotter?
Shit.
Blow your nose. You okay? You alright?
Oh my god.
Are you alright? How's your nose? Don't pick your nose, dude. That's gross. Are you alright? It doesn't hurt. Okay.
How red is it?
It's not red. Your face is kind of red because you're like
dying. How about my nose? Is it red?
No. Your eyes are watering.
It's hot.
Is it? Is it fucking hot?
It's just hot in that one, like, nostril.
That's pretty funny, dude. I'm glad you're fucking retarded.
Alright.
You're funny.
What's going on now?
Alright. You okay? Alright. Giraffosaurus talk Bear Rivers with Kazaka Lakistan or whatever. Them say it as well as you. Kalakalakistan, yeah. They fucked up. and they attack the god of the god of the king. So
there is no god of the god.
Yeah, there's a god of the god.
No, yes. The first god of the second god.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going at. No, well,
epic.
Anyways, the first guard or the second guard or whatever. I don't really
first
give a
guard
fuck.
Or the second guard.
I went over there to do the diplomatic thing. Giraffosaurus killed him, and now the Kalakistanian king is going to.
You know why? Because the Kalakistanians enslaved the Giraffosaurs.
Yeah.
To the point where they're just like. Right.
Yes.
I'm vibrant as shit.
Alright. Yeah. So the you didn't really let me finish. They thought
I
the,
know,
they thought
so
they,
bad.
They thought the god of the second god died. He's not, he came back, and now he's the general of the generals. And Bear Rivers are not going to cease fire any soon. Anytime soon. Sorry.
Alright, I'll be right back.
You do that. You gonna survive? Anyways. So. Yeah.
That's why I didn't help my nose so burn with the mouth.
Huh. Should I wash his nose out, everybody? Somehow. I don't really know how you wash a nose out. Must take extreme skill.
I just kind of like ran it underneath the faucet and then blew it.
That's nice. How does that help at all?
I don't know.
Because you might as well just be blowing your nose. There's no water doing anything.
Well, what else am I supposed to do?
Okay, you're putting your nose under some water.
Ah, cool it down.
I don't know. Okay, that... But besides that, we gotta do some questions here, bro.
Alright.
Do you wanna do I don't know. You wanna do topics or questions first?
Do some topics.
Alright. Yeah. What? Lima beans? Okay, we're on a show.
Oh.
What the fuck are you doing?
I was reading this songbook. I didn't know you were going.
Yeah, I said, okay, let's do this. Let's do work.
Well, my bad.
Oh, my God. All right. Bro.
So.
It's time to do fucking questions.
And topics, yep.
I want you to do the questions.
All right.
And the ones you can't read, just point them out and I'll read them.
Okay.
I just want to answer this week. Good.
How is it possible that I gained 10 pounds in 10 days?
You ate.
Huh.
You didn't shit for like a week. I don't know. Something along those lines.
Sounds good to me.
Weird.
Why are you so defensive for questions? Oh, desperate. Why are you so desperate for questions?
How are we desperate?
I don't know, probably because we text, well, I do, like, every week, hold on.
We don't text that much. Oh my god.
You're dying.
That's mine. I call it. Any that are on the floor, you guys.
Alright.
Alright, anyways. We're not desperate for questions, people. We just love to hear your beautiful voices.
Yep.
That's all.
And it makes our show go better, because everybody likes this section. Is suicide crazy?
Call me crazy.
No, it's not.
I think it's perfectly fine.
Sometimes it's really stupid.
If you have a stupid reason, but if you don't, then go for it.
Like, if you're in deathly pain and you just don't feel like you should live anymore, then go for it. But
yeah, I mean, if you just, like, shit sucks. If you have a good reason, like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Everybody should have the right to take their own life away if they want to.
Yep. Have you seen this crap?
Nah.
No.
Have you, Joe?
No, I haven't seen that crap at all.
Oh, well, technically you have because you look at your crap.
Oh, yeah. You touch your crap.
Fuck you.
Up your butt when you take a shit. You just, like, feel it. Like, oh, this feels like a good one today, guys.
You're freaked.
Do you hate me?
Do I hate you?
Do you hate whoever asked that question?
I do. I really hate them a lot.
Do you hate me?
That's your answer?
No, do you hate me?
Do I hate you?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay.
The only times I really hate you is when you disagree with me. Which is all the time, so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know who that is. I could hate you.
You could love them.
Yeah.
It was on your phone, so I'm gonna imagine that,
It doesn't mean shit. I talk to people I don't like.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a nice kid.
That's cool.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm sure you are, Joe.
My boyfriend told me I am the hottest girlfriend ever seen.
He's ever seen. Is this true?
Is it true?
I don't know.
Doubt it. First of all.
Yeah, I want to throw that out there that I doubt it. I mean, come on, man. There's gotta be like, who is that girl? Who is it? Who is she?
It's your question.
I don't know who she is. It was your phone. It was your question.
No, it wasn't.
It was definitely your question.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was the question from online. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to throw this out there and say no.
Yeah, definitely not.
There's always gonna be another woman hotter than you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're probably, like, decent, but you're no, like, you know, any one of the numerous boob ladies we put up every week, you know? So that's cool.
Do you sleep naked?
I do, every night. That's how I rule. I like naked. It's just, you know, when you're wearing boxers, it just sucks because you got everything going on.
Sleep in.
That pepper's getting to you. Me and Dad and I had a pepper overdose.
I sleep naked.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, though, for me, because, like, my dad sleeps in the living room, and, like, it's all one floor, so, like, people would just, like, kind of walk in my room sometimes, but I don't care at all, really.
Whatever.
It's just kind of a little weird, but not really, I don't care. But, anyway.
Alright.
What did you do on your birthday? Absolutely nothing.
My 19th birthday, actually, I had a lot of fun. I actually just kind of chilled out with my girlfriend, and her dad was there, her mom. We just chilled. It was nice.
Yeah, I didn't do anything for my 18th birthday.
That was, if you really want to count the day, I mean, that was the day after, but the day of, I did nothing.
Yeah.
I worked. Birthdays suck. We're old.
I love random foods. How about you?
Yeah, no. No.
I like trying different things.
I like trying different things, but it depends on the thing. Like, I know I don't like, seafood. Like, I know I don't like it, so I'm going to try it.
I tried seaweed before. It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I had salted seaweed once. It was fucking gross.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was in a package.
Yeah, I had that. That was fucking, it's gross. Yeah.
Yeah, we did it, you tried it at my aunt's house.
No.
Weren't you there with that?
I tried it, no, I wasn't.
Notre Dame is real or fake?
He's real. Dude, he
Yeah, I don't know.
He came up with, he predicted the Holocaust and all that, dude.
Yeah.
2012, here's my theory on 2012.
Okay.
Everything Notre Dame has said has either been really, I'm pretty sure a few things have been spot on, but a lot of his things have, been born into something else, as far as, you know, something has turned into a war instead of, the Earth,
yeah.
Right? Well, and I, honestly, theory-wise and scientifically, 2012 completely makes sense, right?
Well,
yeah.
I hope.
It makes absolute sense, and I really wouldn't be surprised if it happened, right? But, I don't think that's what's actually going to happen. I mean, I Nostradamus is right, usually. So, I mean, in general, I don't think that, all of a sudden we're going to be like, oh no, giant wave's going to wipe us out and half the rest of the Earth is going to kind of burn. I don't think that's happening, but I do think something bad's going to happen. I think you know, it could be anywhere from like a super earthquake of doom to like super death bombs on a country. You know what I'm saying?
And man.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, I just think it's gonna give birth to something else. You know.
Do you have junk in your trunk? No, I don't.
I don't have a bum.
No.
Like, my girlfriend doesn't even think I have a bum.
Nope, I have nothing. Do you have? Oh, I just read that one. Do your interest eating pizza and? Oh, do your interest eating? Doesn't make any sense.
I'll read it.
Are your interest eating pizza and hanging with friends?
Maybe? Yeah, that was it. It's cool. No, not really.
Eating pizza, I love eating pizza.
Yeah, like hanging with friends, but that's like not anything like that. That's not a hobby in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and I usually never ever do them together.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
Why do men and women bleach their assholes?
I think, you know, blonde hair is cooler than like, you know, black pubes.
Yeah, so you don't like know that you have tons of hair there.
Nah, I mean, I just think, you know, why conform to black, brownish pubes? Why not have blonde ones? Like mine.
I have no idea.
Mine are all blonde all day.
Favorite movie.
I don't know. What's your favorite movie, dude? I don't know. That's a really stupid fucking question.
All those favorite like songs or movie, because I like so many of them.
If I had to pick,
I'd have to say like Pulp Fiction or Boondock Saints. Those are like two amazing movies that I could watch.
Looking over at my DVD collection, let's see, first movie up there, Star Wars, any of the Star Wars movies, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean, Iron Man, 300, all of them. I'm going down the list. Starship Troopers.
Right.
Nazi seconds. I'll go all day.
Confess your love to me, and what's the website?
First of all, I will not make out with you.
First of all, I love you, and the website is treblehuntershow.podomatic.com.
Word.
Which is, for all you numb fucking ballsack idiots.
Ballsacks?
Yeah, I don't even know. They got ballsacks on your face because you're dumb. It's TREBB.
Why are you spelling it?
HUNTER.PODOMACTIC.COM. Assholes. Fuck you.
You forgot the http://.
No, you don't have to put that in to fucking get to the website.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't.
All day.
You're trapped in a room with me for 7 days. And you know you're gonna die. What would you do with me?
I'd rape you.
I would.
Like, I would rape you multiple times.
Wait, you would
unless
rape,
it was consent. Like,
would you rape
central.
Me?
Would I rape you?
Me or the person who asked this? Who are you talking to?
Well, the person who asked this, I would hope, is a girl, and I would probably.
Yeah, she is.
If she wasn't consensual, then I would rape her multiple times to get some last sex in. Hopefully, I have some sort of.
What if that
or a
sucked?
Bottle of Jack, so I can just
do both.
Yeah, you know.
Now, what if that sucked though? If you like, you did all this, and then it was just like a false alarm, and.
Well, then in that case, I would kill her afterwards.
Say she died in the mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was you, I'd maybe I'd rape you like once.
I don't think you'd have to rape me. I'd be consensual all the way.
Okay, dude, there's no way in hell you're gonna be like, yeah, sure, well, you know, I mean, might as well just fuck, you know, this is gonna be the last time. I'm pretty sure you're not gonna be like, yeah, let's fuck, two dudes, no.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'll rape you, and then that's cool, and then I'll smoke my marijuana and drink my bottle of Jack.
I just tasted the pepper in my throat.
That's oh, well, I
that,
bet you did.
That went up my nose a second ago. About 20 minutes ago.
So what would you do?
I would definitely probably have sex with her.
Hey.
Multiple times.
Would you rape her, though?
Probably.
It
depends.
I'd have to think about it for a few seconds.
I would contemplate
basically
it.
If she said no, then I'd be dubious.
you ever broken the law, and what was your punishment? Yes, we have broken the law.
I'm not gonna even go.
Yeah, I've broken the law multiple times.
I've done a few community services in my day. Let's put it that
I've never
way.
Got.
When I was younger, I did quite a few of them.
I have this thing about me that, like, breaking the law or, like, getting in trouble in general doesn't really happen to me.
Yeah. I'm too smart for that.
That's, yeah, see, it's not that I don't do stuff, it's I just don't get caught, or when I do get caught, they're just like, oh, it's okay.
I do awful, awful things, and just like Brendan.
Yeah.
We do awful things, but we don't get caught, but, I mean, that doesn't mean, we've gotten...
Yeah, we've
gotten caught. We've gotten in some trouble.
Yeah, the last thing I can remember that we got caught for and was breaking the law was the Jeep. We got the Jeep stuck.
Yeah.
That wasn't a big
thing. That wasn't a bad thing, though. Like, I've done, like...
Yeah. Oh, well, I've done way worse.
That was just, like, whatever.
We can't go into those. No. Why do you roll lemons before you cut them? I know the answer to this.
You know, sometimes you like to roll some lemons, sometimes you like to squeeze them.
It's to get all the juice in the middle.
Damn straight it is.
That's what you
do.
Eat
that juice, dude.
That's what you do.
It's good. That's what women should practice.
Favorite citrus fruit.
What does citrus fruit mean? Like,
I'm just going to say,
lemons.
I'm just going to say lemon and lime, because I like Sprite.
I'm going to go undecided.
Undecided on the UD up.
Due to lack of knowledge.
Due to fucking ball sack face. Why do we lose an hour of beauty sleep, and why are girls amazing? Well, we lose an hour of beauty sleep because it's fucking the way that time works. I don't fucking know. Whoever came up with time came up with the fucking idea, so we do.
Because
what
they
the
were
fuck?
Really fucking stoned, and they were like, this is a good time to turn
and
back an hour.
Girls are amazing because they make us feel amazing. Whether it's giving us fucking sex, just giving us a look at their boobs.
I hate women so much.
But women are a great thing sometimes. You know, they have their days where they're just like...
Women are great. Like, women are awesome. They make men turn into...
Like, I was feeling wicked lonely the other day, and I was just thinking to myself, I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But then I realized...
Because they're a pain in the ass.
Not only are they a pain in the ass...
They're not a pain in the ass, okay.
They're expensive, and there's so much that comes with them, and then, I guess I'm a whore.
You're a whore. You are a whore. You're
so, you know...
I'm
ready to, like, get a girlfriend and kind of settle down. And,
it's nice. Having a girlfriend is awesome because, you know, when you're lonely and when you're sad, they're there for you.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
I was feeling real lonely.
Yeah. You know you have me.
Yeah,
I'll touch you and, like, cuddle with you and stuff.
You cuddle with me?
But, yeah, girlfriend's nice.
I cuddle with my cat,
too. But it comes down to one of those things again where it's like, you know, you can live alone and you can't live without me.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever. So, alright, what's next? We're on 43 here.
Cutest girl has ever called you. Oh, the cutest thing a girl's ever called you.
I don't know. A hamster? No, I'm just kidding. My girlfriend calls me bear. I like that. That's fucking because I'm fucking bear.
That's
not
nice.
Like a big gay bear, but like a big, like, strong man bear.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like a man bear pig?
Yeah. No.
Would you rather be a hippo or a giraffe? I'd rather be a hippo.
Yeah, I want to be a giraffe because I got a big long neck and I'm looking up and I'm like, oh, I can see everything.
Yeah, hippos are amazing.
Hippos don't do anything, you know?
Yeah, but dude, they're monstrous. They're just like
they're
massive. They're monstrous.
No, they
have like these huge tusks. They can hold their breath for like hours underwater. They're
fuck
way.
That, dude. I wanna
they're
be a
like
giraffe.
Super fast
I
under.
Eat leaves and
they're
run
super fast
and
underwater. No one fucks with hippos.
They're
dude.
Not super fast underwater.
Yeah, they are.
How fast do they go underwater?
Wicked fast.
Okay, definitely
like
slowest
20.
Thing under. Like 20. Okay.
For
they go 20 miles an hour.
Underwater, fuck
no,
yeah,
they
dude.
Don't.
They be trucking
no,
it.
They do.
I swear to God, look it up.
I will.
We'll look it up.
I'll look it up later.
But seriously, when's the last time you've ever heard of like someone fucking with a hippo?
Nobody fucks with hippos
exactly.
because they die.
Exactly. That's why I want to be a hippo. No one would fuck with me. Not even an alligator would fuck with me.
Yeah, they would.
All right.
Multiple alligators.
Would you, Bruins, will the Bruins go deep into the playoffs?
No.
Dude, they're already balls deep in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They suck each other.
They
balls.
Lost the other day, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they lost the other day.
I don't watch hockey.
I do, I like it.
What would you do if someone you knew... You're gonna have to, start reading
them. Hold on, I'll read them for you.
Because this sounds horrible with me trying to, read these fucking questions. It's 24.
Where are we?
24.
Bruins going 24. What would you do if someone you know, wanted to have a sex change?
Oh, I would be okay, tell them, go for it, have fun, just don't come close to me or hit on me.
Yeah, dude, I'd totally be fucking cool. If you were just dude, I'm gonna become a woman now, I'd be like, Joe, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, there'd be things. I'd want to see your boobs.
Yeah.
And I would definitely want to know what a man vagina looks like. So you'd have to,
show me my...
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You'd definitely have to show me a man vagina.
I would show you if I got one, but I don't think I'd want to see one.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you had one, I'd definitely want to see one. Because I don't know what a man vagina looks like, and I need to see one, so you'd definitely
I
be
don't
spread.
Know.
You'd spread to so I can see it.
I would show you, but I would definitely not want to see a man vagina. Like, you got a sex change, I would not
want to see. Dude, nobody wants to see me
naked
with a male penis, so...
No, I'm just saying, in general, any guy who became a woman.
Yeah.
I would be...
I'm just curious to what a man vagina would consist of, what it would look like.
Maybe you could, cut off your shit and just tuck it all.
No, they don't cut it off, dude. They turn it inside out.
Anyway, fuck, that's you too.
Okay.
I'm not.
Alright. I can get in deep.
That's what she said. You can get in deep.
Alright.
Got it in deep in for man.
All right.
Mangina.
Alright. Dude, Honda Element, let's shit on it right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking box, it's a
Kevin
Honda,
Campbell,
it's stupid.
Kevin Campbell got money for his Toyota Tacoma because they got a recall.
Yeah.
And it was $10,000 and he bought a Honda Element.
Gay.
And so someone wanted us to talk about it and shit on it the whole time.
Gay.
So you're a
it's
fucking
gay.
Homo.
It's a Honda. It's gay. It's not. It's Honda. That's all you need to say. It's a Honda.
And it's like a...
It's a Honda.
What does Honda stand for anyway?
Gay.
Homo on...
Gay. Ice. Homo on ice.
Homo on ice. Homo... What's in the N? What can be stand for that?
New. Homo on new daffodils. Arising. Homo on new daffodils arising.
On death awareness?
No. No.
He's
no.
Gonna die if he's homo.
Homo's on death
him.
Awareness. Okay. Alright.
Homo's on death
teachers,
awareness.
Teachers farting.
Teachers farting?
That's awkward.
Teachers?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's awkward.
Who asked you this?
I don't know.
But this is kind of funny because we're talking about this today. There's this guy at our school who's a sub, and he's, thinks he's hot shit and is the man, and he's probably, a few years older than I am, but I guess he was, walking by this kid and just, let a huge one rip.
Who was it?
His substitute.
Do I know him?
No, you don't. He's new this year. And he just was,
is he young?
Yeah, he's, 20-something. He's Miss P's son. Miss Pistorino's son. He's just
that's funny.
He's letting them rip, dude. And then I also heard he fell down the steps of the math wing.
Yeah.
I guess he fell down those steps.
Dude, when I was younger, freshman year, I was running up those steps to go to a home.
Yeah.
Home. Yeah. No, not a home, my mom. Open house.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to the science room.
Yeah.
I'm running up there from Zeno's up to the science room. All these hot, hot senior chicks were at the top. I'm running up it. Whoa! Fucking tripped right in front of them. I started cracking up, and all of a sudden I just saw them looking at me, and they were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude, you can laugh if you want." And they were like, "All right," and they cracked up, because I was just like, wham, dude, fucking destroyed myself, dude.
Yeah, no, he legit fell down the whole flight of steps, like, both flights. I guess his mom was, like, right there, and like, "Oh, baby, are you okay?" And just, like, cuddled him and stuff, and it was kind of funny.
That's weird.
That's what I heard, but
that's
I don't
awkward.
Know. But yeah, he's letting him rip.
Teacher's farting is awkward, let's put that way. Sex.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. That's really a gay topic to ask, because if it's not specific, we can just be like, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome. Can't get enough. Teen pregnancy. Really another non-specific deal.
Yeah.
Teen pregnancy is bad. Wait until you're older, kids. Please use protection.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Unless you're 19 and you're like a 100 quadrillion millionaire and actually like in love with somebody that you can live with. And that's cool. But
yeah.
You should probably just go experience life first.
Yep, probably. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah.
I think that's a good note to leave on.
Yeah, that
experience,
is good.
That should be our quote.
Experience life. The treble on a show.
Yeah, that's the quote.
Nah. All right, man. Shout outs. We never we never did a move of the week, but
no,
it's cool.
Sorry. I give a shout out to Jen Hassey because she has yet to like watch the show, listen to what I mean.
Yeah.
And so she thinks I'm lying and I don't have a show. So
that's
every
fine.
Time I like text her for questions, she's like, "You don't have a show."
That's weird.
And every time I see her, she doesn't believe me.
Well,
but
that's stupid. Okay. If you want me to be honest with you. It's only a 7-episode show now. We've only been doing it for like 2.5 months.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my baby girl, cause she's angry at me and I love her and I fucked up and I used my man mouth. I was talking with my penis.
I'm nom nom nom.
And I said something stupid that I should never have said. So that was bad, but I love you anyways. Or, you know. Yeah, you got me. I love you.
I'll give another shout out to Ange.
I bet you would.
So.
Alright, man. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night. We're going to bed
night.
Now. 12:17.
Yeah. 52 minutes.
I'm just kidding. We're going to play some fucking Mario Kart.
Yeah.
High five. Alright.
Alright, cool.
Peace,
yeah.
People.
Peace.